Indeed, all praise is due to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is He who we worship. It is He who guides us. We seek His help and assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. It is Allah Azza wa Jal who we turn to in repentance. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our ill deeds. Whoever is guided by Allah cannot be led astray, and whoever goes astray cannot be guided except by Allah. Peace, blessings, salutations be upon His beloved messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his family members, and his companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. Dear brothers, sisters, prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves for a night that is approaching. Prepare yourselves for a night that is like no other. A glorious night, a night when there is immeasurable blessings, a night when spirituality thrives, a night that is the pinnacle of Ramadan, a night that is the crowning glory of Ramadan. Prepare yourselves. Because tomorrow, as we break our fast, inshallah, we will be entering the last 10 days of Ramadan. And it's during those days, in these nights, that we will encounter such a night that could change our lives forever. So unique is this night that regarding this night, Allah Azza wa Jal says, "Inna anzalnahu," that He revealed the glorious book on this night. Al-Kitabul Mubin, the clear book. Al-Furqan, the distinguisher. Al-Dhikr, the reminder. Al-Huda, the guidance. La rayba fi, there is no doubt in it. And it was revealed to humanity, a manual for guidance, a manual on how we should live our life. Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, he says that on this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Qur'an from Lawh-e Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, to Baytul Izzah, the house of honor, which is in the lowest heavens. And from Baytul Izzah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most scholars say that it was also from Baytul Izzah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the first words of the Quran, Iqra bismi rabbik. So unique is this night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He calls this night Laylatun Mubarakah because of the magnitude of mercy and rahmah that descends on this night. So unique is this night that Allah Azza wa Jal, He has revealed an entire chapter in the Quran has been revealed, dedicated to the virtues and what unfolds on this night. And so special this night, that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Man qama laylatal qadr imanan wahtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih." That whoever stands on this night in qiyam with iman and hope that Allah will reward that person, reward him, then all past sins are forgiven. And of course, brothers and sisters, of course, this night is none other than the night of Al-Qadr, the night of power, the night of honor, the night of decree, the night of greatness. And one cannot do justice in a sermon, in a 20-minute sermon, to talk about the greatness of this night. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. What will make you realize what this night of power is? And subhanallah, Allah uses a very interesting choice of words. He says, wama adraka. And this hints to the fact that Allah is about to describe and talk about something which has profound magnitude. So listen up. What will make you realize what this night of power is? The reality and the essence of this night is far beyond our understanding. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses these words in the Quran many times, especially when he talks about the day of judgment. What will make you realize what the day of judgment is? So we will try to, inshallah, try at least get a glimpse and a little bit of understanding on why this night is so special. And to do this, it's important to look deeper into the meaning of Al-Qadr. What does Al-Qadr mean? And Laylatul Qadr, we know Layl means night. And Al-Qadr, there's many meanings for it. So in today's khutbah, let us unpack this word Al-Qadr. Because once we know what Al-Qadr means, then subhanAllah, it will help us to appreciate and work for reward in this special night. So scholars, they give four different meanings for Al-Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, as most of us know. Why is this night the night of power? We understand that Qadr means power because it comes from the words Qadir or Qadir. And Allah says in the Quran many times, Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in Qadir. Indeed, Allah has power over everything. But why is this night? Why does this night have so much power? Subhanallah, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifesting His quality of power on this night. The deeds that we do on this night are very powerful. And of course, on this night, Kitabun Aziz, the mighty book was revealed. The mighty book was revealed on this night. So that's why some scholars say this night is referred to as the night of power. The second meaning of Al-Qadr, some scholars give, is that of honor, greatness, awe, respect. And why is this night a night of honor? Why is this night a night of greatness? Well, we read in the Quran, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this one night is better than 1,000 months. Subhanallah, 1,000 months is equivalent to around 83 years, 4 months. 83 years of worship in one night. And there's more. Because what tends to happen is when we recite this verse, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, laylatul qadri khayru min alfi shahr, we hear the word, or we hear the number 1,000, and we believe that one night, the laylatul qadr, is equivalent to 1,000. But no, Allah says khayru min alfi shahr. The word khayr means it is better than 1,000 months. And scholars regarding this, they have said, how wonderful that Allah has left it undisclosed. Because we should have good thoughts of Allah Azza wa Jal, of our Creator. This night potentially could be better than every second that you spend in this life. More than that, because Allah has left it undisclosed. He is saying it is better than 1,000 months. And sometimes we believe it's only 1,000 months, but it's more. And how wonderful the connection is between fast and sawm and between Laylatul Qadr. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, in a hadith Qudsi where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam narrates that Allah says, Ana ajzi bih. For a fasting person, Allah rewards. The sky is the limit. There is no limit of how much reward a fasting person can attain as long as this fast is kept in with sincerity. Similarly, the night of power Allah has left undisclosed. It is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months is the minimum. The maximum, the sky is the limit. Another meaning that scholars give on Al-Qadr is something which means tightness or restricted or narrow or constricted. Why? You see, On the night of power, this night is so full of greatness. This night is so full of greatness that the earth becomes constricted. The earth becomes narrow. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal says, Tanazzalul Malaika. Tanazzalul Malaika. The angels descend from the skies onto the earth. And the word Allah uses is tanazzul. This means the angels are not just coming one by one, you know, sometimes here, sometimes there throughout the night. Tanazzal gives the meaning that the angels are descending layer upon layer. They are overflowing. There is not even any space on earth left except there is an angel sending blessings and mercy to the worshipper. This is how many angels descend on earth on this very special night. Abu Dawood, rahimahullah, he mentions in his book a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he says, "Inna al-malaika tilka al-layla aktharu fil ard min adadi al-hasa." That the amount of angels on this night, the angels on this night on earth are more than the number of pebbles on earth. Subhanallah. This is who we have in our midst on this night. But there is more. There is more. For on this night, on this very special night, the greatest angel, Jibreel alayhi salam, makes an appearance. He comes down to earth. He has only come when he has to give revelation to prophets, but on this blessed night, he makes a guest appearance. On the anniversary of the revelation that he himself brought down to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he comes down to earth. And this earth is this angel is the most powerful and the most trusted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Ruhul Amin. Ruhul Amin. And in Mishkat there is a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reported to have said, "Idha kana laylatul qadr nazala Jibril alayhi salam fi kubkubatin min al-malaika." That on the night of power, Angel Jibril, along with the company of all the other angels, descend down to earth. Yusalluna ala kulli abd qa'im aw qa'id yadhkuruna Allah azza wa jal. And he invokes blessing upon all those servants who are standing, who are sitting, and they are remembering Allah azza wa jal. Understand, dear brothers and sisters, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will make you realize how magnificent this night of power is? On this night, we have the angels within our midst. We have Jibreel alayhi salam in our midst. How can we waste even one moment? How can we even take a breath except not spend it remembering Allah Azza wa Jal? And of course, the angels that descend, they all descend بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they engulf everyone with mercy, peace, and barakah. The fourth meaning of Qadr that scholars give is the night of decree. It is a night of decree because Qadr also comes, another word that comes from the word qadr is taqdir. Taqdir. And the meaning of taqdir is fixing the measure of something. Allah Azza wa Jal uses this word few times in the Quran. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything and ordained it precisely. We understand that taqdir, predestination, is the sixth pillar of our iman. Sixth pillar of iman. And belief in taqdeer is, it's imperative for all Muslims to believe in this concept. So everything that comes, good or bad, big or small, is already been written in Lawh-e Mahfuz, has already been preordained and predestined. So on this night, Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Ad-Dukhan, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. That on this night, every matter of wisdom is ordained. Now one can question and say, well, everything has already been predestined. Everything has already been written. Why is it now that Allah is ordaining something to happen? Well, the answer to that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the information to the angels on this night. In other words, it's the divine administration of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge on what will happen And what will is going to happen? He gives this knowledge to the angels. فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. The angels learn about what will happen for the next year. Who will live? Who will pass away? How much will you earn? All this is ordained and given to the angels on this night. So, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. It is the night of power because the deeds are more powerful on this night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is manifesting His quality, His attribute of power. The night of honor, greatness. Why? Because on this great night, you can achieve so much with so less time. It is a night of constriction, a night of narrow. Why? Because the earth is restricted. The earth is it's like a suitcase. Imagine you were to pack a suitcase with clothes and you've packed so much that you can't even close the zip. Imagine the earth overflowing with the presence of the angels. And of course, this night is the night of decree as well. Now, when is this night? When is Laylatul Qadr? This is a very scholarly debate, and scholars have mentioned there are many narrations regarding exactly when this night is or could be. And the reality is that we just do not know. We do not know. There are many narrations. Some narrations mention it's the 21st, some 25th, 27th, 29th. Some even say that it's the Friday that coincides with an odd night. Some scholars, very famous scholars, they even say that it changes every single year. So there is no point wasting our time trying to find out which night it could be, trying to have debates and arguments with people in trying to figure out, oh, it's probably tomorrow. It's probably the 27th. Because ironically, the very reason that this knowledge was withheld from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was because two people were quarreling and fighting. فَتَلَاحَ رَجُلَانِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came out and he saw them quarreling and the knowledge was taken away. And that's the reason why we do not know when Laylatul Qadr is. So why is it that regarding this very night, people have to fight and argue? We should be worshipping every night in the last 10 nights, especially the odd nights. What is the wisdom of not knowing? There are some wisdoms. There are great wisdoms of not knowing the exact date. A scholar by the name of Ibn Qudama, he says that one of the greatest wisdom of not knowing exactly when Laylatul Qadr is so that we strive. So that we strive. Because we can strive and we can hope to catch this night. In order to catch this night, one will feel motivated to worship all nights. One will increase in their actions. They will strive, not just one day, but all 10 days, especially the odd nights. And it's like other aspects of our faith. Not knowing something exactly makes us strive. How so? We learn more. Number one, we learn more. Because we know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that there is a name, Isma Adham, they say. Isma Adham. Isma Adham, the greatest name of Allah Azza wa Jal. But he has not revealed this greatest name. Yes, scholars have said it could be this, it could be this. But why? Why has the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this undisclosed? So that we learn, we strive and we learn all the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Another reason is that we do more. We know that on Friday, there comes an hour where our du'as are accepted. There are narrations that it could be then, it could be this time, it could be this time. But again, it's undisclosed. So that we strive on Jumu'ah and spend every moment possible to make dua. And of course, it's to achieve more as well. Achieve more. You see, there was a man who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Mata sa'ah? When is the Yawm al-Qiyamah? When will Judgment Day happen? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Waylak. Woe to you, وَمَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا. What have you done and what have you prepared for the Day of Judgment? Don't worry when the Day of Judgment will take place, but what have you prepared for it? So, not knowing when Laylatul Qadr is, will help us to strive more, learn more, achieve more, be more motivated to worship in the last 10 nights. And finally, a big blessing as well. For if we knew exactly when Laylatul Qadr is, and on that night, someone was to come up with a fever, we were to take a nap and we slept the whole night, or something was to happen, we fell ill, then we would have felt remorse and regret. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite wisdom and blessings, has left Laylatul Qadr undisclosed so that we can strive and we do not feel this regret or remorse. And also, the nature of human beings is that we only do something when we know exactly when it is. So if we do that, we will be losing out on all the other days of Ramadan and the blessings of Ramadan. So worship, strive in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Before I finish, I think it's very important to just mention a few things that one can do in this blessed night, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. First and foremost, everyone should strive to perform the Isha and Fajr Salah in Jama'ah. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that whoever man salla al-Isha fi Jama'ah fahuwa kaman qama nisfa al-layl. Whoever performs Isha in Jama'ah, it is as if they have stood half of the night in worship. And whoever performs Fajr Salah as well in Jama'ah, then it's like they have stood the entire night. So let us make a great effort to go to the masjid in the last 10 nights of Ramadan and perform Isha and Fajr together in Jama'ah. Number two, we need to awaken our family. We need to let our family members know of this very important night. You see, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on normal nights, on ordinary nights, he would do things slowly and quietly. In ta'ala ruwaydan wa akhadha rida'ahu ruwaydan, and so on. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says he used to do things in such a way not to disturb Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. But on the night of power, on the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana yuqadu ahlahu fil ashr al awakhir min Ramadan. He used to wake everyone up in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So join, let your family members join in, and let them also benefit from Laylatul Qadr. The third plan, or the third thing that we could do, is that, of course, it is befitting that we recite the holy book in the last 10 nights, as much as we can, for this was the night when the Quran was revealed. We also should be performing salah and dhikr and making dua. You see, standing in qiyam, performing salah, is a combination of dua, of dhikr, and of, you know, pronouncing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So standing in qiyam as much as we can in these last 10 nights is also a great virtue. And of course, finally, repentance. Repentance. Asking Allah Azza wa Jal on this blessed night, on the night of power, when Jibreel is there, when angels are there, when there are blessings, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is handing out the information to the angels, that we ask Allah to forgive our sins. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I came upon Laylatul Qadr, what should I say? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Quli, recite, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. That, oh Allah, you are the most forgiving. You love to forgive, so forgive me. And just before I finish, why this dua? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have said so many different duas to Aisha, that recite this dua, recite this dua. Well, Imam Qurtubi, he says that, you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displaying His power. His power on the night of power. And this is befitting to recite because only Allah has the power to forgive and erase all your sins. Only He has the power to erase every sin, so much so that it does not get brought up again on the Day of Judgment. And secondly, subhanAllah, the angels are receiving information from Allah on what will happen to so-and-so for the next year. Allah is handing over to the angels the information and decree. And it might just be that In our decree on this night, there is calamities or consequences because of our sins. So on this night, we recite Allahumma innaka afu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness so that there is no decree of calamity or hardship that comes our way in the year ahead. So, in conclusion, let us all benefit from Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everyone's salah, the Quran recitation, qiyam and fast. For acceptance is the main thing. Even Ibrahim alayhi salam, after building the Kaaba, he said, Rabbana taqabbal minna. We ask Allah to accept our good deeds and our fast. We also must learn that nothing will go to waste. Even if we, whatever good deed we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow any deeds of ours to go to waste. So let us use every second wisely. Let us spend every second remembering Allah azza wa jal and in his worship. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would say that إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشَرَ شَدَّ مِئْزَرَ. That when the last 10 nights of Ramadan would enter, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would tighten his waist belt. This is an expression. In today's day and age, perhaps our expression would be, we should pull our socks up. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit on this month and also benefit in Laylatul Qadr, the last 10 nights. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he accepts all our good deeds.